Stevie Wiz is perhaps the unlikeliest member of the NCAA champion UCLA softball team. She was not an elite traveling team player as a youth or in high school, but she dreamed of being a Bruin, and she would not be satisfied until she wore the gold and true blue uniform of the UCLA Bruins. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with a tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more information, or you can give online at WWIB.com quickly, safely, and securely to support the show. Stevie Wiz is a senior outfielder pinch runner for the national champion UCLA Bruins softball team. She's back with me today from Cali. So, Stevie, it's a fascinating story of how you became a UCLA Bruins softball player. You asked for a tryout several times. You showed up at the field. The coaches did not. But you finally got a chance, and here you are today, a title winner. Can you share, you know, chapter one of this story for you of becoming a Bruin?
Yeah, of course. So I got into the school just as a normal student. I applied my senior year. And so when I got into the school, I was just a normal student, didn't really have any friends, didn't really have any outlets to which I can, you know, just escape the stress of school. So I thought to myself, why not just try out for the team? And so, yeah, like you said, it took a few tryouts for the coaches to actually meet up with me and give me a tryout. But when I first tried out, they told me that they didn't have any spots on the roster, so that I would just be like a manager or a practice player. So the first few months I was there, I was feeding the machines or base running, just doing whatever I could for the team. And then it wasn't until like 2 months in when they asked me to join the roster as a base runner because a few of their girls had been sick or were hurt. And so the first few years I was just a, you know, this new girl who was a base runner who didn't really have many friends. It took me a while to, you know, mesh on the team. But I think after my sophomore year, I just really embraced the role that I have on the team. And that's when I was just fully, you know, surrendered to the team, and I have met my best friends through the team, and I'm still, you know, they still joke with me that I'm the walk-on who tried out with a big bow and a nose ring, but they know that, you know, I love them, and they love me so much, and I'm just so grateful to be on that team. Hmm.
Well, your teammates have embraced you now, but did you kind of feel like an outsider at first?
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it's intimidating. These girls are, like, on the number one team in college softball, and so me just walking on and being this new girl who thinks they can just, you know, walk on and try and join the team, and these girls have worked their whole lives for it. And so I just felt like an outsider for a little bit, but, you know, the girls made me feel at home when they would tell me to come hang out with them or just feel that I'm a part of their team. So,
yeah. Well, last time, Stevie, we talked about the lifelong health challenges that you faced. You were born with aortic stenosis, and it's pretty complicated. You laid it out there for us last time. It gave us a good definition of it, but you've already had two heart surgeries. You're going to have heart surgery again in a few days to replace a valve. And from what I understand, it was really the second surgery that you had as a teenager, which was at the UCLA Medical Center, where you sort of fell in love with the UCLA campus and everything Bruins, and determined to become a Bruin. Is that right?
No, yeah. You know, I always knew I belonged to UCLA, but I didn't know if it was for school, for, you know, my heart or athletics. So I just know that, you know, it's just obvious that God's plan for my life was something more, something bigger, and I could have never imagined it. So it's just so reassuring, and just that's, like, how it's all worked out. It's just, you know, it highlights just how good of a God he is.
Oh, he is. You postponed surgery so you could make the trip down to Oklahoma City, be a part of this championship dream, and UCLA swept University of Oklahoma in two straight 16-3 and 5-4, a walk-off victory to get the program's 12th NCAA title. Tell me about that decision to postpone surgery, how you came to that in your mind, what went into that?
Yeah, so we went to go get a second opinion from a new doctor, and he had never seen my condition before, and so he was, you know, obviously struck when he saw the tests and stuff, and he told me that he thought I needed to be on his you know, next slot, his next open slot for open heart surgery. And, you know, I compromised with him and I said, if I can continue to live and manage the way I live right now, can we postpone it until after season? Because I was not going to miss the last season, not only of softball, but just with this team, because I knew we were something special. So I was able to compromise with both him and my parents and able to put it off until June 21st, which is obviously after season.
Yeah, what a season it's been for you and the team, 56-6 record. I'm sure that all you've gone through medically with your heart, the surgeries, has given you, you know, a different perspective on softball and victories and championships and that kind of thing. So I think we'll visit about that next time, talk about Jesus in your life, the comfort and assurance that he gives you, Stevie. 5'6" senior Stevie Wiz of the UCLA Bruins softball team. She's from Orcutt, California. Back with me on Sports and Commentary. Thanks for taking the time. We will talk soon.
All right. Have a great day.